Okay, Shane, we are back on the record.
Thank you, Kelly. Can we please get a motion from the board to go back on the record?
It's Cheryl Stedman. I'll make a motion to go back on the record.
Thank you, Cheryl. Can we get a second?
Yeah, this is Derek. I second that.
Thank you, Derek. We'll do a roll call vote to go back on the record. Cheryl Stedman.
Yes.
Shane Yardley, yes. Wendy Russin.
Yes.
Derek Bradley.
Yes.
Mandy Liu.
Yes.
And Curtis Nelson.
Yes.
Okay, a quorum of the board being present, the board finds the following allegations as outlined. Number one, the division first issued responded a license to practice as a registered nurse on or about July 2nd, 2014. License number 7908737-3102. That license was issued pursuant to the Interstate Compact. That is factual. Number two, the division previously issued a letter of concern in 2022 after respondent was alleged to have attempted suicide while working as a registered nurse. The board finds that not factual and requests that it be stricken from the record. Number three, on or about May 5th, 2025, the Virginia Board of Nursing issued an order suspending respondent's privilege to work as a registered nurse in that state for a period of no less than 2 years. Subsection A, the Virginia order alleges that on the night of June 4th to June 5th, 2024, while respondent was employed at a healthcare facility in Galax, Virginia, she abused and neglected a 63-year-old resident who had multiple serious medical conditions, including acute respiratory failure, chronic kidney disease, and diabetes, and other conditions. Subsection B, the Virginia order further states that respondent failed to disclose prior disciplinary action on her employment application by answering, quote, no, end quote, to a question regarding whether her license had ever been investigated or disciplined. However, respondent's Utah license had been placed on probation in 2014. On or about subsection
that's not true.
Ms. Hall, the time for your presentation about this.
No, what you just said wasn't brought up. So that wasn't, no.
I'm gonna continue with the proceeding. Subsection C, on or about November 19th, 2024, a criminal information was filed with the Payson Justice Court charging respondent with retail theft, a Class B misdemeanor, and interfering with a peace officer, a Class B misdemeanor, for conduct occurring on or about October 17th, 2024. See 4th Judicial Court, Payson Justice Court, State of Utah, 241-000-229. Subsection D, on or about February 12th, 2025, respondent pleaded guilty to retail theft. The board finds three and all subsections as factual. The board makes the following recommendations for request for relief. Number one, the respondent be found to have alleged in the acts, practices, and omissions as alleged herein. Number two, that by engaging in the above acts, practices, and omissions, respondent be found to have violated Utah Code Annotated 58-1-5012A, and the board recommends making the correction of those Roman numerals to IV for number four. And three, that an order be issued, A, revoking respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah, B, prohibiting respondent from reapplying for licensure in the state of Utah until all of the following terms and conditions are met. Subsection I, 5 years have elapsed from the effective date of the order revoking respondent's license. Subsection two, respondent has completed a mental health and physical evaluation with division approved license providers within 90 days preceding their reapplication. Each evaluation must clearly indicate respondent is fit for duty and is able to safely practice as a registered nurse. Respondent must sign and release any information requested by the division, allowing the providers to discuss the results of the evaluation with the division. Subsection three, respondent has resolved all criminal sanctions, and number one, imposing such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate pursuant of Utah Code Annotated 58-1-4012. Can we get a motion to accept the board's findings of allegations and requests for relief as presented, please.
This is Cheryl Stedman. I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Cheryl. Can we please get a second?
This is Curtis.
This is Mandy. I'll second.
Thank you, Curtis. We will do a roll call vote to accept the allegations and requests for relief from the board as presented. Cheryl Stedman.
Yes.
Shane Yardley, yes. Wendy Russin.
Yes.
Derek Bradley.
Yes.
Mandy Liu.
Yes.
Curtis Nelson.
Yes.
The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendations to the division director, Alicia Renee Hall. You will receive a copy of the director's final order once it issues. Does either party have any questions?
I do. Yeah, I do. Shane, were you the one speaking?
Yes, I was the one speaking.
Okay, concerning which wasn't brought up by you or by me, either one, as far as on the application, when I applied there, yes.
Ms. Hall, there's not going to be, there's not going to be any discussion at this point. The board has made their order that you'll receive a copy of that. And then if you choose, you can request agency review. You can, I don't have any other questions, Shane.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes the matter of Ms. Hall. Our next agenda item is at 10:30 a.m. So if we can please be back here about 10:27 a.m. Thank you.
Okay, Shane. Wait, don't talk. Let me stop the recording.